He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning, June the 25th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we have news out on the market about GDP, which I want to talk about at length here in the first quarter of the show. But before we get to that, let's just take a look and see how the market is reacting to the revision of the revision of the revision of the GDP number for the first quarter of 2014 here in the United States of America. The Dow is actually up 19 points right now. We're at 16,836. The S&P 500 is up right around a point right now, just barely positive, but it is positive nonetheless at 1,951. We've got the NASDAQ also just barely negative now, down 2 points. The NASDAQ is at 4,349. Gold is down a skosh this morning. Gold is at $1,319 per ounce. Crude oil, 106.09. The crude oil stocks got beat up pretty good yesterday. I'm going to talk about that also in the second quarter of the show, because there's also big news in the oil patch today, which I think is bullish for oil going forward. The euro is at 1.36 this morning. The 10-year yield has dropped down a bit here to 2.54%. And, of course, homes up 10% year over year, 15% here in San Diego. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And I want to say hello to our new affiliate in Chicago, The Blaze. We are happy to now be heard in the Chicago area. We are now in many major markets in America, Miami to Atlanta to St. Paul to Dallas to San Francisco, now Chicago up to Seattle, and clear across over to Honolulu, my good friends over there. We have clients from every one of these markets, from every one of these states, and I welcome you to my show every single morning. Hey, if you like the show, tell the radio stations hey, this guy's good. You don't want to lose this guy. And hopefully we'll continue to sweep America and cover more and more ground here this in the coming months and years here at Gunderson Capital Management. We try to do things a little bit differently here. I'm not here to pitch annuities or insurance products. Look, I'm an observer. I'm on the front lines of the market every single day. I'm in the thick of battle. I own stocks. I've owned stocks for many, many years. I've invented the Best Stocks Now app, which is number two. It's been as high as number two recently in the world of financial apps. I know stocks, and I think I know the financial markets pretty well. Hey, I'll let you be the judge. But we're going to report here what I think first about this GDP print that we had, which is a revision of a revision of a revision, minus 2.9% first quarter 2014. Look, you got to go back to the first quarter of 2009 to see such a bad print. And, of course, I don't know where you were in 2009, but I remember those days. Those are days that I don't really want to remember. That was right in the heart, a knife in the heart, really, of the financial crisis. And here we get a quarter equally as bad. Are we slipping into recession here in the United States of America? Well, let's look at the pros, let's look at the cons, and let's try to reason together. And let's try to come to some kind of a conclusion, because if we are slipping into recession, that would be horrible news for the housing market, the job market, the stock market, It would be good for the bond market. That would be about the only beneficiary. So it's definitely at least taking a look at here today. Now you could say, well, look at these retail stocks. Yeah, I know. We got consumer confidence numbers yesterday that were as high as they've been in quite some time. That doesn't seem to add up with a recession just around the corner, does it? You take a look at the consumer stocks, however, and you don't see a vibrant consumer discretionary sector. And I have talked many times about the poor performance and the poor charts in former leaders amongst the consumer discretionaries, companies like TJ Maxx, companies like Ross Stores, companies like Tractor Supply, even a lot of the restaurants, Olive Garden, Darden Restaurants, Brinker International, McDonald's, they're not exactly doing really good right now. I don't know that the economy is as good as we're told it is, but with this negative 2.9% print, should be worried that we're headed into recession. You could also argue that, you know what, this economic expansion that we've been in since 09 is getting a little bit long in the tooth. We're now in the sixth year of an economic expansion. No economic expansion lasts forever. Will we have a recession again someday? It's almost a certainty. Will we have a bear market again someday? I think it's a certainty. Do we need to be on the lookout? Absolutely. Is it just around the corner, however? That's the question we're looking at right now. And again, you could argue that the consumer discretionary stocks don't look very good right now. You could argue that the expansion is getting long in the tooth. You could also argue that the Fed is no longer juicing the punch bowl. These would all be reasons to cause us to worry right now about a recession around the corner. But now let's look at the other side of the coin. Okay, we get a print today, negative 2.9%. You know where the real rubber hits the road is how the market reacts to it. If the market thought we were going into a recession, would it be positive? I don't think so. If the market thought we were going into a... Isn't the market a leading indicator? If the market thought we were going into a recession, would we still be hitting new highs on the market? I don't think so. Would we have bullish sectors like the internet sector once again? The biotech sector, the drug sector, the energy sector? Would these stocks be charging? Would these sectors, the healthcare sector, don't forget, the transportation sector, would all of these sectors be so healthy right now if the market thought that we were going into a recession? So I think you have to conclude that the negative print on GDP, the negative 2.9% number, is a one and done. It's an anomaly. They come along every once in a while. We had a bad day in energy stocks here this week. Does that mean it's all over for the energy sector? Well, they're bouncing right back today, and there's big news in the energy sector, the energy patch, which I want to cover in the next quarter of the show. If you really want to see what the market thinks, take a look at how the market is reacting. Take a look at how the market is behaving. Take a look at the health of the stock market right now. I have to conclude that it's not on a roll like it was last year, not by any means. We talked about the 29% return of the S&P 500 last year. Here we are halfway through the year. We're up about 5.5%. The Dow's up like 1.5%. It's not a repeat of last year, but the bull market is still intact. I show that five-year chart of the S&P every weekend in my newsletter. There has not even been a dimple in that thing. It continues to be a powerful primary trend upwards. That's another name for a bull market. And I don't think we would have a bull market still intact right now as we speak if there was a recession lurking right around the corner. Now, I don't think the economy is as strong as it was or that we think it was. I think that the real estate appreciation starting to slow down. I don't see the activity in the consumer stocks. They're not participating in this bull market. But there's enough sectors and there's enough stocks and there's enough evidence to lead me to conclude that there is no recession lurking around the corner, at least for now. Yes, we need to be vigilant. But in my book, the stock market, equities are still the best place to make money. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Hello, Miami. Hello, Atlanta. Hello, Chicago. St. Paul, Minneapolis, and Seattle, and San Francisco, and Honolulu, and all the other cities we're heard in on a daily basis here on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. There's big news today to report in one of the leading sectors of 2014. You know, last year I sounded like a broken record. Biotech this and biotech that. Social media this and social media that. U.S. small cap this and U.S. small cap that. It was all about small cap U.S. stocks last year, and specifically biotech drug stocks and social media internet stocks. And that's where we were parked last year. We avoided the bond market, which got clipped big time last year. We avoided the emerging markets, which got hit last year. We avoided gold, which was down 27% last year. And, of course, this year is altogether different. That run in U.S. small caps and in the biotechs and in the social media stocks came to a screeching halt of March of this year. And I had been warning for many months that no trend lasts forever. Yes, it ended a little bit more abruptly than I had hoped for. It was a real nice, smooth transition at first. And I was able to, steadily moving out of the stocks that I had made so much money in last year. And then all of a sudden, the bottom fell out real quickly. Comments from the Fed, comments from a congressman about the prices they're charging for their drugs, etc., and all of a sudden the bottom dropped out. But the market moved on, and the market shifted, and the market transitioned, and a whole new leadership area of the market eventually emerged. It took some time, but eventually the new leaders started to show their face. The baton had been handed off from one exhausted group that had carried the market on its shoulders for about 15 months. To a new group of stocks that were fresh, vibrant, rested, fresh legs. These soccer matches or something. I mean, boy, you get into the 50th minute and the 60th minute, you got some tired legs out there. Everybody's rolling around holding their ankle or their knee or their calf muscle or their hamstring. Something's going out. And that's the way it is in the stock market from time to time. Leaders give up the ghost. They've carried the torch, they've carried the baton, and it's time to hand off the baton to other leaders. And one of the big areas of the market that has really emerged in 2014 is the energy patch. And I don't want to sound like a broken record again here, like I did last year, but at least we flipped the record over and we're playing the B-side of the record now, and it's energy. We're still talking about a few biotech stocks here and there that we bought back in. We featured Activist yesterday, ACT. I'm back in Illumina and Dexcom, a couple of San Diego stocks that I know well that are terrific biotech stocks. But we've mostly talked about the energy patch this year, and there's a couple of catalysts that have caused this. One is Mr. Putin and the Ukraine, which I think yesterday the market had this sensation that Ukraine is behind us because he's kind of put his saber away for now and he's not rattling it. But then again, a helicopter was shot down yesterday and they're still quibbling over the pipeline. You also have the Iraq situation that has just exploded. It has moved to the back burner here over the last couple of days, but I think it's just a matter of time before it comes to the front burner. And you had a big, big investor out there make a very large bet on Tuesday that oil stocks, the oil sector, would be heading down. And that sent a chill through the oil sector, and you saw the oil sector have its biggest sell-off in a long, long time. Another thing that has become of the oil sector, it has become sort of a momentum sector. Look, I can't help that. You know me, I like momentum, but at the same time, I also like valuation. And I see good valuation. Nothing like the biotechs and the social media of last year, which were getting harder and harder to justify from a valuation point of view, but I can pretty easily justify the valuations in the energy sector. Well, there was a seminal moment yesterday, and I've been warning that this moment could possibly come. We have not allowed the exportation of oil for the last 40 years. The oil embargo put an end to U.S. companies exporting oil because at that time we were heavily dependent on foreign oil. We got 60% of our oil from outside sources, countries like Nigeria and Iraq and Iran and Russia and Venezuela and on and on and on. Saudi Arabia, obviously. A lot of countries that tend to be just a little bit on the volatile side and don't especially like us. Well, we had a shale boom here. That began really with the Williston Basin up in the North Dakota, Montana area of the United States, where unemployment is about 3% right now. And pretty soon that technology being used in the Williston Basin was applied to the Permian Basin and the Eagle Ford Shale and on and on and on. And all of a sudden, we are now 75% independent, energy independent. And for the first time in 40 years, yesterday, a company that had applied for an okay to export some of their light sweet crude got the okay. The name of the company is Pioneer Natural Resources out of Irving, Texas. PXD on the New York Stock Exchange. Now, even before this company got the okay, it was ranked as of yesterday in my Best Stocks Now app at number 10. It's in the top 10. Why? Because of performance and because of valuation. Let's look at the performance real quickly. Over the last 5 years, Pioneer Natural Resources, PXD, out of Irving, Texas, which is a $32 billion company now, the stock has delivered 56% per year to investors over the last 5 years. Over the last 12 months, the stock is up another 52%. It gets a performance grade of A. This is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market, and this was before the news yesterday that they're at least going to be allowed to export a little bit of their light sweet crude, probably to help ease the pain caused by Putin in Western Europe, where they're dependent on that Russian oil. Well, maybe now we're fighting back against Putin, saying, okay, you shut off the pipeline, hey, we'll send them some oil from over here, from our good Texas Eagle Ford Shale, from our Permian Basin, from the Williston Basin. And this is sending the oil stocks upwards again. I wouldn't want to be the guy that bet against the oil sector. I still think it's a great sector myself. And Pioneer Natural Resources, even though I don't currently own it, this is one of the best oil stocks in the entire market. This is Bill Gunnarsson. We'll be right back. But it must use the wrong line. I've been on the right trail. But it must use the wrong call.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio. Hey, you know what? I really like days when there's a lot of news, in the market. And this week, there's been a lot of news. It's been a crazy week with the GDP numbers coming in at negative 2.7. And my conclusion, in fact, I just got off Channel 6 and they asked me, is there a recession right around the corner? And I said the answer to that is no. The market wouldn't be hitting new highs. The market wouldn't be reacting and being up if it thought that we were headed into a recession. I think the other big story, you know, obviously, for the first time in 40 years, look, I'm one of the guys, and I'm sure many of you are, that can remember waiting in line for gasoline on my day, which I had an odd or even license plate, I don't even remember right now, and waiting for an hour and a half to 2 hours to get gasoline during the oil embargo, when I believe Saudi Arabia cut off our oil supply because we backed Israel in one of those wars. Maybe it was the Six-Day War. I'm not sure which one. But they cut off the oil supply. And, of course, no U.S. company has been allowed to export oil since that point in time. Well, a lot has happened since then and now. And I would say the biggest event that's happened has been the fracking boom, the discovery not of a new technology, but of a technology that had been around for a while, but all of a sudden that technology was applied to the shale here in the United States of America, where we thought that we had extracted most of the oil. See, we're heard in Texas every day in Dallas, and in fact, the satellite receivers and the engineers of my show are in Texas. I'll bet they didn't know that they still had a whole heck of a lot of oil there in Texas. They thought maybe it had all been drained and now we were reliant upon Middle East oil. Not so. This new technology has been quite remarkable. It's horizontal drilling. It's fracking. It's using water. It's using sand. It's using proppant made by Carbo Ceramics and others. And it's getting oil, vast reservoirs of oil that are still there. And now we're only 25% dependent on foreign oil. And if we wanted to, if we had the will to do it, we could probably wean ourselves away and be 100% independent here in the U.S. Not going to happen overnight, but over maybe the next 10 years, that could probably happen. Well, okay, now let's flash forward. Now all of a sudden, Putin. Okay, Ukraine, we're cutting off your oil, doggone it. That pipeline that flows into Western Europe that's so critical. Also that pipeline that flows from northern Iraq to Turkey where it's refined that oil into gas and then it flows into Europe. That one's under threat. So finally, a U.S. company, and there's been several that have applied, and I think PXD, Pioneer Natural Resources, is not the only company that's going to benefit from this new ruling, from this new allowing a little bit of this light sweet crude, which we have an abundance of. See, you might make the argument, well, shouldn't we be energy independent before we ever even think about exporting oil? Well, here's the deal. They're producing more oil in North Dakota right now than our infrastructure can handle. Talk to a resident in North Dakota. It's estimated that 1,100 trucks leave that area every day carrying oil to the refinery, to the railroads. Why? Because the infrastructure, the pipeline, is not there to handle the quantity of oil that we're getting out of the North Dakota ground right now. Now, flash ahead to a company by the name of Enterprise Products, EPD. This is a stock that I have owned in the past in my income account. It's a master limited partnership, which is a dirty word to a lot of people who have to file those nasty K-1s at the end of the year with the master limited partnerships. But I want to go over the returns that EPD, Enterprise Products, an MLP engaged in natural gas liquid fractionation, transportation, storage, and import and export terminaling has returned. It's been nothing short of phenomenal. It's a company that's headquartered in Houston, Texas. All right, let's take a look. Let's go to a website called beststocksnowapp.com. All right, and let's take a look and see what beststocksnowapp.com has to say about EPD, because numbers don't lie, and EPD is a beneficiary right now of this ruling, not a ruling, of this permit that has been handed out to Pioneer Natural Resources to allow them to export some of their light sweet crude, which is the grade that we have in abundance here of in America. It's the heavy crude that we really still need to import. The light sweet stuff is used for things like diesel and jet fuel. You know, as I look to the east of me every day here, I live and work in downtown San Diego. Lindbergh Field Airport is probably 2 miles from my office. I see a steady line of jet airliners carrying people into San Diego for conventions or travel or business or military families or whatever. That's jet fuel. They're burning a lot of jet fuel. Now multiply that by all the airports across the world. Sometimes go sit in Inglewood, which we used to go to Hollywood Park Racetrack, which was right in the flight path of LAX. You think San Diego Airport's busy? Take a look at LAX. And I've been to O'Hare. I've been to LaGuardia. Those are some busy airports. Jet fuel is made from light sweet crude, which we have a lot of. And EPD, Enterprise Products, is going to be one of the beneficiaries here of this permit being given to allow a little bit of export right now. Does this open up the floodgates? No. But is this a big, big deal after 40 years of not being allowed to export oil? Yes. Let's just zero in on Enterprise Products and see how it's done for its shareholders over the years. It currently sports a dividend yield of 3.7%. Last time I looked, the 10-year bond is yielding 2.6%. You're getting a better yield here than the bond. Do you think the bond has capital appreciation upside? Well, for that to happen, interest rates have to fall. Do you think Enterprise Products has capital appreciation upside? Well, let's just look at the past track record first. Over the last 10 years, this stock has delivered 21% per year to investors. We should have just put all of our retirement. Now, that's not a smart thing to do. I'm just using this as a what if here. 21% per year over the last 10 years is what EPD, the $72 billion Texas company, has delivered, along with light sweet crude, to investors. Over the last 5 years, it's doubled the returns of the market, 32% per year. This is during this fracking boom, really. The market's delivered 16% per year. Over the last 3 years, this stock has delivered 28% per year, while the market's delivered 15% per year. And over the last 12 months, this stock is up 37%. While the market's up 24%, it gets a performance grade of A. Okay, this is one of the top performing stocks in the market. It's not sexy. It's not glamorous. They're engaged in natural gas, liquid fractionation, transportation, storage, import, and export, terminaling. Real exciting, right? Well, if you've been an investor in the stock, it sure has been real exciting, hasn't it? Now, as we take a look at the valuation of the shares, it's not the cheapest stock around, but I can still justify this stock going higher over the years, especially given the fact that it has grown by 26% per year over the last 5 years. That's its growth of earnings. Enterprise Products has continued to grow. It should continue to grow into the future. And when you take into account the dividend yield and the performance of this stock over the years, it's not a top 10 stock right now. It's not even a top 100 stock, but it's right up there. And with this news of being able to export oil, Enterprise Products becomes the best stock now. I have no position right now, but it's one that I would have no problem owning here at this point in time. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And we want to again say hello to our new listeners in Chicago on the Blaze Radio, where we are now heard. So this is all good. We continue to grow. We continue to be heard. We continue to get the word out. Hey, look, we're just here to tell the truth. That's all. The truth has no agenda other than these are my observations of the market. You do with them what you may. The observations I have made today are thus: I do not believe we're headed back into a recession. Despite a 3.7% drop, no, 2.9% drop in the first quarter of 2014, which is a revision of the revision of the revision of first quarter GDP. I do not believe we're headed back into a recession because I don't think the market would be up, and I don't think the market would be continuing on its bullish five-year, three-month-old run if it thought we were heading into a recession. Will there be a recession at some point in time? Absolutely, there will be a recession at some point in time in the future. Okay, but I don't see it around the next corner. We talked about the monumental decision yesterday after 40 years ending the complete prohibition against exporting U.S. oil for a company by the name of Pioneer Natural Resources, PXD, on the New York Stock Exchange. And like I say, they're not the only company that's going to benefit from this decision. I don't think it opens up the floodgates, but at least there's a toe in the door now, right? The door was slammed shut for 40 years, and it was locked, and it was padlocked, and it was barricaded and nailed shut. Now it's been cracked open. There's a toe in the door by PXD and by another company, EPD, Enterprise Products, which we just went over. And this could be good news for companies like Concho Resources and Continental Resources and Cimarex Energy and all the rest that are producing an abundance of light sweet crude. And hopefully maybe this will help us to get the infrastructure in place to move said product, because 1,100 trucks a day and putting it on railroads is not the best way to be moving light sweet crude, in this man's opinion. My last subject of the day is IPOs. Now, when I broadcast on Channel 6 every day, I don't go to the studio. I'm here in my office in downtown San Diego. The studio's 20 miles to the north of me. I told them I can't drive up there every day. You're going to have to come to me. So they mounted a GoPro camera in my office. It's about 2 inches by 2 inches. What? Remember the old TV cameras? These things are like 3 feet by 3 feet, and they weigh 1,200 pounds. And as a guy with headphones operating it, I didn't want one of those in my office while I'm working every day. How intrusive. I have a 2-inch by 2-inch GoPro mounted on a nice little bracket that streams high-def video back to the studio in San Diego. I also allowed the TV station to mount a GoPro camera with a beautiful panoramic shot of downtown San Diego from the 19th floor of the Morgan Stanley building, right at front and Broadway. The camera looks south at all of downtown and Petco and the Coronado Bridge and Tijuana and the San Diego Harbor. It's a beautiful shot, and it's on a GoPro 2-inch by 2-inch camera mounted behind a post in my office. GoPro is going public tomorrow. It's quite the invention, GoPro is. The question is, should you as an individual investor chase this IPO that is coming? Probably one of the more highly visible names that's gone public this year. My answer is this. Most IPOs come public. They're not at a discount price. The underwriters, the sellers, the venture capitalists, this is their payday. This is what they've been waiting for. They're not going to bring the company public at a bargain basement price. They're looking to make as much money, to milk as much juice out of this thing as they possibly can. This is their final chance. And they're going to price it somewhere in the $21 to $24 range. Lord knows where you'll get into it. Now, if you can get it from your broker, yeah, I think this would be one I would try to get. It's very difficult to get IPO shares. We're talking about the offering price, not where it's going to trade when it opens tomorrow for the public. And therein lies the rub. By the time it opens for the public, it's at a really inflated price. And sometimes, yes, mania will set in, hype will set in, a bubble will develop, and people will chase this IPO. My own advice, look, this may be the one that really takes off, but it's been my experience this year. There have not been very many good IPOs that went public and then just took off. And I think the higher the profile of the IPO, the less chance you have of it taking off after it finally is available. Look at the Facebook example. Look at the Twitter example. I mean, Facebook is finally a profitable IPO 2 years after the fact. It came out at $45 a share in 2012 by the time the public got involved with it. And it was a losing proposition for the next 2 years. And now finally, Facebook is becoming a profitable IPO. Let's take a look at Twitter, which went public at 26, ran up to 38 on day one, and it's still 38 today. It's been as high as 74, and it's been as low as 30. But those people that bought Facebook or Twitter on the IPO aren't very happy campers. And I don't see where GoPro will be any different. Now, it could buck the odds, but I'm just saying that the probabilities are stacked against you. All right. Well, we put out a newsletter here every weekend. If you want to see the stocks that I consider to be the very best stocks now, my all-star team of conservative growth stocks, my all-star team of aggressive growth stocks, and on are published every week in the newsletter. PWStreet.com is where you sign up for my newsletter. Comes out every week. And if you like what you hear, I'm a money manager. That's my main gig. 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. We'd be happy to talk to you. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.